Passage 7. Parachuting A.
Excitement fills the early morning air as you arrive at the little airport for your lesson in sport parachuting. First, you learn to recognize and name each part of the parachute. You also learn what each part does. The excitement builds as your teacher describes each step of the jump, from takeoff to landing. He tells you what to do in an emergency. Again and again, he explains the need for safety. By early afternoon, you have completed the schoolwork. Now, it is time for your first jump. As you put on the equipment, you probably begin to think, "Do I really want to do this?" You are excited, of course, but a little afraid, too.
The teacher inspects your equipment. Nothing is loose. Nothing is broken. He asks you questions about safety. Finally, he smiles and says you are ready. Then you, two other students, and the teacher climb into a small airplane. The pilot makes sure everyone is sitting down and that no one else is outside near the plane. The plane's engine starts. The pilot moves the plane to the end of the runway. Moments later, you are climbing into the sky. The door of the plane has been taken off so you can get out more easily with all the parachute equipment. Without the door, the engine noise and the wind are very loud. Talking is almost impossible. So you sit there and think about everything you have learned. You go over each step for a successful and safe jump. You try to put the fear out of your mind. While you are thinking, your teacher and the pilot are working. The teacher leans out the door, watching the ground far below. With one hand, he points toward a spot in the sky above your landing area. When the teacher is satisfied that the plane is flying toward the right place, he shouts,
"Jump! Run!"
This means you are getting close to the jump area. When the plane reaches it, your teacher tells the pilot,
"Cut the engine!"
The pilot slows the plane's engine. Then the teacher points at you and says,
"Sit in the door."
Still fighting your fear, you sit in the doorway with your legs outside the airplane. Then you get the next command.
"Climb out."
You reach out and hold the wing support. When you have a good, tight hold with both hands, you slide out of the plane using its wheel as a step. When you reach the right position, you step off the wheel. Hanging by your hands, you look at your teacher and nod your head. You are ready and waiting for his final command. You look down at the ground, 900 meters below your feet. The wind from the plane's propeller feels heavy against your chest. Then your teacher shouts,
"Go!"
You let go of the wing support and fall away from the plane